Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
8:04 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us in studio right now from FilmStudyBaltimore.com. He is Ken McCusick. What's going on, Ken?
Life's good, Rob. How about you?
Doing well, man. Joe Cedar Anderson reported both coordinators may be on the way out. We're hearing word more recently that it may be more of a Todd Monken situation. I think, in my opinion, if one has to go, shouldn't be Monken.
Well, I guess it could be either. But yeah, I would have guessed it's more likely to be Orr than Monken. But there was a little bit of friction between him and Harbaugh this year. So maybe that's part of what's going on here. It has taken the Ravens quite a long time to find a offensive coordinator they've liked.
Right. Yeah. Let's do something like start with defense today. How much does Kyle Hamilton mean to this defense, and what's the difference when he was injured and had to leave? Because it was like night and day in my eyes.
It was night and day. And part of the thing is it's extremely specific to the type of quarterback that Rodgers is, gets the ball out quickly, mm-hmm. a lot of swing passes, a lot of strong side plays where they're trying to use a bubble screen or clear out the area for mm-hmm. a running back, that kind of thing. Hamilton is the big tonic for that. He takes away the strong side of the football field. Nobody can block him, really, and he can make it through and get a tackle for you on that on a good percentage of plays. 3.9 yards per play with Hamilton in there, 6.9 yards per play when Hamilton wasn't in. You know, they basically abandoned their primary defense and went to from a big nickel to a regular nickel, a standard nickel when he's out.
I got to bring it up because it's not often that I'm blindsided that I totally missed something, but – let's talk about the Zay Flowers play. If he had slid down or kneels down before scoring, what that could have meant for the Ravens?
Yeah, I mean, it greatly would have increased their chance to win the ball game. If he'd have gone down at the 1 yard line or inside with 2:20 to go, here's the things that would have followed. Is the clock would have immediately run down to 2 minutes because the Steelers didn't have any timeouts, and that's why you need to be aware of this thing, is because there was an opportunity to punish the Steelers for having used all their timeouts on first down. You could take another knee. If so, that'll drop it down to 115 approximately before you have to score. If you really want to go all out, not leave them any time, you take another knee, hopefully for 0 yards at the 1 yard line. You take the clock down to 30 seconds. Then on third down, go ahead and try and score. Mm. If you score the touchdown, you win right there. And then your fallback position is you kick for overtime on fourth down.
There's a chance too, and sorry to jump in, there's a chance that they let you score if they feel like they're not going to get the ball back,
they
too.
They want you to score. Yeah. And by the way, everybody in Baltimore was probably yelling at the TVs they scored too soon. I bet you were at the time, too. And everybody in Pittsburgh was saying,
have you seen our defense? Have you seen our defense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, 50 seconds may be too soon.
Well, they lost snap counts so badly. The defense, I feel bad for them, but they were dog-tired in that second half. Travis Jones had played all but two of the snaps. That's on the defensive line. Played 64 snaps in that game. And all but two in the second half.
I'm glad you said that. Ken McCusick joins us from Film Study Baltimore. Number one, he led the team with five sacks, which I think is tragic. that five sacks will lead the team.
Well, it was sad that Matabike led the team for so long.
And he hadn't played in so long.
And he hadn't played in how many games?
But what do they do to remedy that next year? Because Travis Jones is a tremendous football player, I think, but he needs a partner. He needs some help over there.
Yeah, so they have two things they'll look at, I'm sure, in the draft. The first is they're blessed with Travis Jones because I think he can play one or three tech and be very effective at either place. So he can go and take Matabike's old role, and the Ravens have a monstrous interior if they got another nose tackle. John Jenkins was just re-signed, of course. No, he's not holding back anybody. So it'd be a one-year Band-Aid at nose tackle. But if they got the next great Travis Jones-like player to come in, they just play, you know, Travis Jones A and Travis Jones B next to each other at 1 and 3. The other likelihood is that they'll go after an edge rusher in the draft, and then they'll have two young guys in Green and the new guy who can get after the quarterback. But that, you know, I think they'll do both of those things in this draft.
And one of my big frustrations with the defense in particular, besides the coverage looks horrific, but I've never seen guys at this level tackle so poorly with a few exceptions, like Hamilton and Buchanan can tackle, obviously. But, like, what do you attribute this to? These guys have been playing football since they're children, and they're terrible at this basic technique.
I would say this has not really been as bad a problem all year as it was in this game. And there are multiple factors, but Warren and Gainwell are known heavy mistackle forcers. Yeah. So you've got that. The second part is they're just so tired at the end of the game, and they didn't have their best tackler out there on, who's helping on the strong side. But yeah, it was a terrible game. That was so hard to watch. Warren had, I think, 5 missed tackles on the play before Wiggins brought him down on that 15-yard run. Yeah.
With no blockers. He was by himself and just broke through everybody, and he's 5'8". Like, can't bring this guy down?
How different do you think this team looks? And I guess I'll start you off with Loop. He should be in competition next year, right? It's not, do you feel like it should be dismissed? Because he had a relatively good year with field goals under 50. Like, he was great, except for that one. Mm-hmm. And the kickoffs were really bad.
I think it's very unlikely that this is the end of Todd Loop. Now, I know it's going to be very hard. You give up a big goal in hockey, or you miss a big kick in the NFL. A lot of times that can be the end. I just don't believe it with Tyler Loop. I think he's going to rebound from this and be okay. I think he really has the confidence of the kicking coach. The Ravens got the best kicking coach in the entire game in Randy Brown, and I think he really has his confidence, and I think he'll be back.
Ken McCusick joins us in studio. Ken, Lamar Jackson with a phenomenal fourth quarter, leading his team back not once but twice and almost 3 times in the fourth quarter. What do you think about his performance on Sunday? We'll hear from you about that on the other side. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
8:15 in the a.m. on this Taco Tuesday. Ken McCusick joining us in studio as he does every Tuesday. The season is over, but that will not stop. Ken, I thought Lamar Jackson had a meh first half. However, fourth quarter, he was money. Absolute money. Making plays, avoiding would-be tacklers. Your thoughts on Lamar Jackson's performance on Sunday night?
Yeah, with a game on the line, no doubt about it, he was the man. And it's nice to see him have this game, because there's a lot of people who are going to talk about injuries that he had this year and confuse them with concessions to age. That is so far from the truth. You see him at goal posting basically the season with MVP level play for 4 weeks right in the beginning, and then an MVP performance certainly in this last game. We'll talk about that a little bit in terms of just how great this was relative to the opportunity set. But I think that was really good to see. Through three dimes in that fourth quarter, the throw to Flowers initially, great up and down touch on it. The second one, it was wide open, but he got whipped it out there in no time at all. And then on the third one to Likely was just an unbelievable up and down throw between defenders on both sides. So great to see that. Great to see the old Lamar Jackson elusiveness in the backfield. It's nice little help from Linderbaum there. But
and I got to be honest with you, this is why I get frustrated when people say, well, he's not the same because he can't run. Okay, that does make him more dangerous, but Lamar Jackson is a good enough quarterback to beat you with his arm. He doesn't have to run downfield. He's always athletic enough to avoid people, to extend the play. Mm-hmm. But I believe Lamar Jackson is good enough to beat you with his arm.
He is good enough to beat you with arm, but the Ravens' run game is completely dependent upon the misdirection that his mobility gives them. So I'm with you. I mean, great quarterback. I'd want him on the field, and I still want him on the field when he's 36 mm-hmm. or 37 years old, even when he's lost a lot of his mobility. But the mobility is what makes the enormous, A- to A++ difference from Lamar Jackson.
Hey, Ken, one of the frustrations we've had all season was the abandonment of Derrick Henry. He got 36 snaps, I think 15 carries in the first half, 5 in the second. Do you attribute that to coaching decision or the fact that the Steelers had the ball so much more?
Column B all the way. Yeah. If you look at it, they had the ball. They had 7 plays, I think it was, on the last drive, maybe 8, whichever it was, where they were driving down. There's no chance to run Derrick Henry on those. Mm-hmm. So they have 15 other plays. Derrick Henry got the ball 5 of those.
Yeah.
If you're talking about should they have run on 3rd and 1 instead of throwing a 50-yard touchdown to Flowers, well, maybe. But you really want to take that off the board?
Yeah.
So they had an opportunity or two, but I wouldn't be that isn't be something I'd put.
This is one I give them a pass on because they didn't have the ball enough.
How different does this offensive line look next year? But how did they do in this game, in your opinion?
Yeah, really rough game for the offensive line in this one. They gave Jackson just 4 ample time and space opportunities, which is another reason Jackson was so great in this one. I'll get to that in just a second. They allowed a total of 11 pressures, and it'll give him 4 ATSs, like I said. They had 2 penalties, which stalled drives. They had a third one on Tez Walker, stalled a drive as well, but Stanley and Linderbaum had drive-stalling offensive holding calls. So really tough game, and they kind of backed off on a lot of the power scheme. Mm-hmm. Really quickly, Stanley an F, Voorhees a D-, Linderbaum an F. He was 1 point short of a D-. Some other services have him as a little bit better in this game, but it was bad. Falele a C- in this game. Not that that's great, but if you got that every week from Daniel Falele, you're probably happy. And Rosengarten was the best on the team with a B- in this game. So
yeah, I just saw another, going back to what we talked about with Falele, I just saw another screenshot that someone took where he's standing like this, mm-hmm. and there's nobody in front of
nobody
him,
there.
And two guys are sacking Lamar. And again, like, I think so.
There was a shot of him. I was watching with a couple of friends. He literally was like that. Nobody in front of him, and there were people. And then he turns around to look, and like, what did you do? I said, he's got to watch the game. Because he literally was blocking nobody and then turned around to watch Lamar get
started. Do you think he's back next year, Ken?
Well, he's a free agent, and I know I don't. And the reason I think he won't be back is because I think he's going to be offered significant money somewhere else, and the Ravens will take a lot of backlash if they re-sign him from their own fan base. I don't think he's nearly as bad as everybody else does. Because,
neither does PFF, and that's anyway. Sorry,
that's exactly right. We're grading every play, whether we agree completely on each other's methods. We're grading every single play, and there's a huge community of people just collecting every possible meme shot, like the ones you described. This is a tough place right now.
It's just when it's bad, it's really bad.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then people are going to take that and run with it.
Ken McKusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Ken, I think DeVonta's Walker is going to make the Ravens make some serious decisions in 2026.
Yeah, he had a great game, and he looks like he's the real thing now. So I said at the beginning of this year I'd be happy if he took DeAndre Hopkins' job, and I think for next year he very well might. Mm-hmm. So it didn't happen in 25, but did he have some big playability he wanted to display. And they, you know, the fact that Lamar went to him in the clutch on just the 8-yard throw to the sideline,
right.
It was a big heavy duty play, but you know, it shows me that he'll be the third guy next year. I hope Bateman will be back and healthy, you know, and able to play most of the time. But yeah,
with one thing we always, unfortunately, you know, seasons like this, you talk about what's next, and I guess my question is, can we? You look at the teams in the postseason, and most of them have tremendous pass rushes. The Ravens were third from the bottom in sacks this year, and they put no pressure on Rodgers with four. Do you ever see them making a bold move to pick up somebody that's in the league right now, or doing something they never do, and you know, giving up capital to trade up in the draft and get near the top to get somebody?
Both of those are very difficult. The second one is more of a practical consideration, so let's talk about that, mm-hmm. because that basically the Ravens don't have a lot of total draft capital. That's the problem. When you mm-hmm. when you draft towards in the 20s and you know lower every year, you don't have a lot of total. This year with the 14th overall pick, they've got some draft capital. They can take a swing at that point and get a player if they want it. But now as far as the other thing goes, I'm thoroughly opposed, and the Ravens have shown no appetite for making the kind of splash play that the Packers did for Micah,
right.
to go out and get him. I never believe in trading away two number ones, and then also the cherry on top is you pay him the highest contract ever at the position.
Mm-hmm.
Not the way to build a franchise.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about Derrick Henry. I was reading, you know, another analytical guy talking about him, saying he doesn't catch passes out of the backfield typically. With his style of running, he really needs the big plays to kind of, you know, offset some of the other plays. Do you see anything with him possibly hitting that? Because when he hits the wall, it's going to happen, and we're all going to be shocked. But how much longer do you feel like they have Derrick Henry? And I know it's a loaded question.
Let me toss that out there. There are two stats I think that show that Henry, you know, had some regression this year, and he finished second in the league in rushing. I mean, you know, he almost won the rushing title on Sunday
night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He also, his missed tackle rate is the lowest it's been since he's a rookie, and and that's by a wide margin.
Mm.
You know, that's one unfortunate thing. He's still getting pretty good yards after contact, so that hasn't been the problem. Finished at the strongest level during the year, so I'm not seeing a problem necessarily for 2026. But the other thing was his success rate was down from a historic level last year at 58.8% down to 53.1% this year. That's actually a telling thing, and that deals more with the barbelling of the outcomes of his runs when he's below the line on more of them,
mm-hmm.
by that much. And by the way, the 53.1% is still
amazing.
It's 4 points higher than his entire career at Tennessee.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. That's great. Ken, the season's over. The Ravens go 8-9. What do we learn about the Baltimore Ravens in 2025?
You know, I think the news about Lamar is probably the most positive thing I can take out of this last game. Just seeing him play back like Lamar Jackson again was fantastic. They begin a long and arduous offseason right now in terms of slogging through a huge number of UFAs are going to be leaving. They didn't go through that last year because Ronnie Stanley was their one big decision, and they got him re-signed. And no problem. They've got a lot of guys they've got to make choices on, starting with Tyler Linderbaum and Isaiah Likely.
There you go. Tell us all about Film Study Baltimore.
Sure. Defense notes are out there. I'm at Film Study Ravens on Twitter, and filmstudybaltimore.com is the website. And if you would, leave me a question at hashtag Film Study Mailbag on Twitter, and I'll try and answer it with a video.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt.
Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.